Simeon, Dubai has just shocked investors with asking for a standstill for the debt at Dubai World. What is the general investor mood at the moment, and how have people reacted to this news?
Well, today the investor mood is still pretty dark. It came as a huge surprise, both locally and internationally. And I think over the, you know, as people are digesting the news, they're trying to figure out exactly what's going on, because there has been somewhat of an information vacuum out of the government regarding the events. And secondly, it's a holiday here in the Middle East for Eid, Thanksgiving in the States. And so trading has been thinned in the markets anyway.
How did events unfold and what exactly happened?
Well, that's what created a lot of the confusion and sparked some of the anger. Yesterday, earlier on the day, Dubai government announced that it had raised $5 billion from two Abu Dhabi banks. This was widely taken as positive news. This is part of the Dubai government's attempts to raise money to help support its state-related enterprises. It's raised $10 billion in February, and then yesterday it raised another $5 billion. There's another $5 billion to go until it reaches the $20 billion limit, which it said that it wants to raise as a sovereign entity. And then a couple of hours later, they announced that Dubai World, which owns Nakheel, the developer and investment company Istithmar, would be restructured. And within that, they were asking for a standstill on all financing until May the 30th of next year. Most interesting within that was the fact that Nakheel has a $3.5 billion Sukuk, which matures on December 14th, in which it has to pay $4.05 billion, including profits. That's what everyone in the market has been looking at as the so-called litmus test for Dubai solvency. So the fact that they asked for a standstill on that shocked people, because over the last few months, all indications from the government have been that they would be prepared to cover all debt.
What effect is this likely to have on Dubai as a financial centre?
Well, in the short term, there's a lot of anger about it in international circles. I think the clearest problem is that next year they have about $13 to $17 billion of debt which comes up, and they're going to need to reschedule it or pay it off. The immediate impact is that credit default swaps have ballooned on Dubai again, and there's a widespread consensus in the international financial community that a lot of credibility has gone. So that's the immediate threat to Dubai, is that it has this big debt problem, $80 billion in all, and it needs to address it over the next couple of years. And it's going to be a lot harder to address now, given what happened yesterday.
And how about in the longer term?
Well, I mean, still there's no default yet, but as you say, a potential default. They've raised the possibility of not paying on December 14th. So the process they set up to deal with that will say a lot about for a future investor mood, whether it be a voluntary or involuntary process, whether people will feel squeezed out. But longer term, this is definitely something that Dubai had to do. They had to get a grip on the $22 billion of debt, at least in Dubai World, including, and that's apart from overall liabilities of $59 billion. It's a huge problem for them, and they haven't really addressed it to date. The fact that they're going through this restructuring process shows that they are starting to address it now. The way it was handled might not have been the best, but I think there will be a growing consensus in the coming weeks that it's great that they've actually finally got around to doing it.
And finally, what are the likely effects on Islamic finance?
I think, you know, people within the Islamic finance community will say the problems surrounding this bond are very much due to the issuer. It's not the actual product itself that is a problem. But at the same time, they realize that this bond is one that brought Islamic finance to the global financial community in a way, and really helped promote the sector. So in that way, I think they recognize also that it's a bit of a blow.